This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
First, I want to thank Charles Love for guest hosting a few days last week. Thank you, Charles. I had jury duty. Jury duty. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And I ask my assistant executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence, Mr. Charles Love, to step in for me. And he did. He is a rising star for sure. I don't know if Charles told you guys, but his article was featured on Rush Limbaugh's show. And then, of course, he's done many stints on Fox News, mostly on Shannon Bream's show, but also Martha McCallum and others. So to get Charles to step in with his busy schedule was a real privilege for me to ask him to do that. And hopefully you guys enjoy what Charles had to say. Very insightful young man. Anyway, I am glad to be back. And I'm wondering if things changed during the week that I was gone. Have Democrats figured out how bat crap crazy they are? Or, yeah, there is an or, are Democrats just simply out to destroy America? And I say, in answer to the second question, by asking you a question, does a one-legged duck swim in circles? Of course they want to destroy America, and they want to destroy you. You are living in the wake of their attempted destruction. That's right. They love it. They love putting pain on you. They relish in your loss of jobs. Oh, did I mention 1.28 million people have jobs? That was the Friday's job report. Yeah, another record. What was it? No, it was more than that, wasn't it? They thought I don't remember the numbers, but I know this. Donald Trump created many, many more jobs than they thought he would create. In fact, there were some of them who were hoping that we would lose more jobs. Oh, yeah. See, this is why I keep telling you, don't worry. People are going back to work. Understand this. With the Democrats doing everything they can to lock down this country, to self-imprison and self-impose, get people to self-imprison and to self-lockdown, what's the word? Enslave. That's what I've been saying. Self-imprison and self-enslave. And they're scuttling these small companies. Drive by these strip malls and you'll see empty stores. They're making us go into this whole new mode. Have you gone to a restaurant lately where, oh, well, we'll do curbside delivery, and you can't go into Chick-fil-A, you can't go into most of these restaurants. You wait in drive-ins, and it's a whole drive-in culture, and all that. And they still can't shut us down. They've created bureaucracies. Oh, we're going to have police. I talked about these checkpoints the other day. They got cop checkpoints, like DUI checkpoints for masks. I'll get into that in a little bit later. But all these things, and they can't shut this economy down. They want it to go down. 27,000 the Dow. It's only 2,000 off of its high. I want you to understand, that's still remarkably larger than what Barack Obama could ever possibly create. And Donald Trump is dealing with this in a time of a plandemic, a Chinese Wu flu, where the Democrats are plotting against him. And all this, you know what else they're doing? Racial strife. Mask strife and racial strife. I'll tell you about a run-in I had with a guy at Costco regarding a mask. I don't wear the mask. Anyway, they got strife going on, an uptick in crime in every major metropolitan area. And I want you to ask yourself, who do you think is they blame for this? You think they blame Donald Trump, a law and order president, a guy who keeps threatening to send in the National Guard, who's pro-cop beyond belief? Do you think they blame him, or do you think they blame the Democrats? Do you think Joe Biden is not going to carry this big 800-pound ape on his back going in this election cycle? Come on, y'all. Come on, man. Come on, man. Joe Biden. Come on, man. We don't have a clip. We got to get a clip of Joe saying, come on, man. Come on, man. And Biden's, I'll get into him in a bit. He's got his own set of problems. Anyway, the Democrats, they relish in the destruction of businesses. This includes the woke businesses. They don't care about that. They don't make a distinction for businesses, whether you're woke or you're not. Ask those Democrats in St. Louis who were protecting their homes, lifelong Democrats who helped black people, who felt they were the most woke. And now they're being sued, got their guns confiscated, they're being sued. Yeah. White woke leftists being attacked by Antifa and wondering, why me? I'm woke. Because you can't be woke enough. So I tell you, people on the conservative side, if you think you're going to placate, satisfy, in some way, make a leftist okay with you, you must be out of your ever-loving mind. They will never be okay with you. It doesn't matter. Let me just explain. You could go over to their philosophy. They still will not be okay with you. They will figure out some way to distinguish themselves from you. You don't even know what it'll be. You'll be cruising along going, yeah, man, I hate Donald Trump, and I love Barack Obama. And what do you mean you love Barack Obama? Do you understand the meaning of love? And, oh, what did I do? Yeah, you got triggered. You triggered him. Something new you weren't aware of. You didn't get the memo. You didn't wake up quick enough. Hollywood didn't talk about it fast enough to you. Whatever. I don't know how they work. But I tell you this. It's the mind of demented people. Democrats relish, folks, in the destruction of religion. You know, here's what's funny. They're touting Biden. Biden is upset that Trump said he's a godless. And Trump called Biden. He's got no belief in God. He's got no belief in America, etc. How dare he attack my religion? Says the guy who's over the party that booed God. Oh, Biden, he's so pious. You know, when my son, Bo, died, well, I had to rely on my faith. What faith, Joe Biden? Joe Biden hadn't been inside of a church since the last time he ran for some office. You think this dude goes to church and gives a crap about God? He's supposedly a great Catholic, right? He's a great Roman Catholic. Yeah, how many Roman Catholics do you know are for abortion? How many Roman Catholics do you know are for anarchy? Going against civilized society. Condoning the acts of Black Lives Matter, a racist terrorist group. I would just, anybody, please contact me here at thekevinjacksonshow.com and let me know how many Roman Catholics believe in abortion and believe in anarchy. Look, I don't know much about the Catholic religion, but I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express, and I don't believe that the God the Catholics worship to would condone those two things. Just saying. We got a ton to talk about, folks. They hate good news in the era of Trump, but that's what we're going to bring you today. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden, once you go black... See, he went black with Barack. He said, I got to stick with these light-skinned Negroes, boy. He loves him some light-skinned Negroes, I got to tell you. But Kamala Harris got a Negro dialect. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you listen to. We're talking about Joe Biden's VP pick. Came late in the afternoon. He decided, hey, I like the caramel mocha chocolate. And he goes with Kamala Harris, and I don't get it. I do not get it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I do get it in the sense that he had no real choices. I mean, how many qualified black women are there in the Democratic Party? Let me give you the answer. Zero. None. Not a one. Yeah. So Biden, but he was backed into a corner. He had to. And then, guess what? When he started talking all them racial Tourette stuff, well, you got your Latinos who are, of course, diverse. But black folks, they all monolithic and the same. I can get my Negroes to do whatever I need. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I better pick me a black woman to be my running mate. And he couldn't pick old Big Stacy. Couldn't pick up. I mean, who's he going to pick? Lori Lightfoot? Have you looked at her? There ain't any of them. There's none of them that's cute. So he was done. The cutest one is Kamala Harris, right? The cutest one. So he picks the one. Joe Biden wants to get the monkey off his back of being a Joey Fingers. So he decides he's going to get a woman who pretty much let herself be taken advantage of. Willie Brown, wasn't it? What was his name? Governor of the mayor of San Francisco. Willie Brown, he partook of Kamala. But she's got a checkered past running as the, you know, she was a former attorney general of California, junior senator. And as a former attorney general, she joked about smoking pot, but she put people away for doing the very same thing. She got a bad record with the black folks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Somebody translate that for the white audience out there, because I got a little bit in the vernacular. So, look, he picks Kamala Harris. You know, and by the way, she raised $5 million for him, so she earned her keep. Yeah, she hit them streets. Yeah, say, look, come here. You come here. I'll get you a good one. Come on. I'm raising money to BVP. Come on, come on. Come on, say, look. So she did whatever she had to do. She raised some money. Old Joe gave her the nod. But here's the thing. Joe has got to get, he's got to get and keep the black vote. South Carolina carried him, but nationwide, people are on the Joe. Black folks are on the Joe. You watching your Twitter feed? You watching black people go, Joe Biden, we know what you're about, Mr. Segregationist, Mr. You Ain't Black. Yeah, we on to you, Joe. Mr., they going to put y'all back in chains? Yeah, they're on to him. And now Joe's like, oh, I got to get my black cred. How you going to get your black cred when you got a half Indian, half Jamaican? She ain't even African-American, using my finger quotes and talking in my skillbilly voice. She ain't even African-American, Joe. So how you gonna pick her? But he did. He picked her. She got a bad record with black folks. And here's what's interesting to me. Most interesting, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Because I could find another most interesting in a minute. But here's what's most interesting right now. Kamala Harris, one of four Negroes that ran on the Democratic Party a ticket for presidency. Light-skinned Negro Cory Booker, light-skinned Negro Kamala Harris, dark-skinned Negro Wayne Gresham, light-skinned Negro, what was his name? Deval Patrick. He got in late. So you got two senators, a businessman, and a governor. And none of them were picked by the Democratic Party. Nope. And then let's move on. Let's continue. Let us continue here. They had a Latino who didn't speak Spanish. They had an Asian businessman. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what? I don't know how many women they had. They had Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Pacific Islander and young and decent looking. You know, I mean, as far as liberal women go, you know, she still of the hairy underarm crowd, but you still was, get what I'm saying. She was the cutest of them all, had the best credentials, if you ask me, military chick, the whole thing. And he didn't. They didn't pick a none. They didn't pick any of them. They didn't pick a none of them, I was going to say. They picked a 76 or 77-year-old white man with dementia. And now, knowing that Joe Biden, there's no way this man lasts 4 years in the presidency. Not with the stress that it brings in. This man wouldn't last 2 months as president. Good news. He ain't going to be it, so don't worry about it. But he then picks a chick who couldn't even get enough of the black vote to keep her in the race. Why? Because he wants the black vote. He's got this Negro thinking, what's going on? What's that boy smoking? That's why I keep pointing back to his dementia. I don't know who he should have picked, but I know who he shouldn't have picked. And Kamala Harris is on that list. So what does she do? Does she, like, go behind Jill's back and give old Joe a little bit of the whammy? I don't know. I'm just saying. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because she slept with Willie Brown. Oh, yeah. She slept with Willie. There ain't nothing that can convince me that she didn't get in there and say, oh, Joe, here, sign right here, Joe, on the will. You know what I'm saying? Has anybody checked with Jill? I'm just curious. Dr. Jill, you know, because she's Dr. Jill, an ED, education PhD, education doctor. They gave her that. PhD. Y'all heard me talk about Dr. Jill, right, in another episode. You got to, if you haven't heard that, you got to hear what we talk about with Dr. Jill. And they tout her like she's Fauci. which is another fraud. The Dr. Jill is as fraudulent as Dr. Fauci. I call him Fraudy. Kamala Harris, perfect running mate. Radical economic agenda. Far left as you can come. Democratic socialist wing of the party. California's AG. Senator. Progressive. Unbelievable. Wow. And you remember during the Jussie Smollett thing when Kamala Harris was all by Jesse? Talking about hate crimes and legislation, she and Cory Booker. And then we find out old Jussie did it to himself. Did she ever apologize to America for that? I'm curious. Let me tell you something. I said this on my buddy's show. Kamala Harris is the kind of chick that women go, don't ever leave your man alone with her. Because you can trust your dude. You can't trust her. She is not going to get the sisters of America behind her. They are not going to get behind her. I don't know what they're thinking. It is what it is. What else did they say about old Kamala? Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange pick for me. Maybe you guys see it as, she couldn't go with Elizabeth Warren because that would be just too much white privilege on one ticket. Because you got demented, white, rich, Democrat man, and then you'd have, lying, fake Indian, her. But Kamala Harris, seriously. Wow. Talk about scraping the bottom of the barrel. Susan Rice. I'm curious why he didn't go with Susan Rice, because people were saying Susan was the one who was going to keep him out of the, trouble with the whole, Russian collusion stuff. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, but I just thought I'd cover that pick. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a peace agreement has been agreed upon by Israel and the United Arab Emirates. On Twitter, the president calling the agreement between two great friends a huge breakthrough.
Just a few moments ago, I hosted a very special call with two friends, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates, where they agreed to finalize a historical peace agreement.
Unemployment claims fell to less than a million last week for the first time since the pandemic hit the United States in March. Eric Trump, the president's son, saying the economy is turning around.
Well, listen, if you look at the last 3 months, right, 9.3 million Americans went back to work.
That number much lower than analysts had predicted. You're listening to USA Radio News. Joe Biden's running mate Kamala Harris scored the most liberal U.S. senator in 2019, according to a GovTrack analysis, outranking Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. GovTrack Analysis is a nonpartisan organization that tracks U.S. Congress and information on lawmakers and their voting record. Senator Harris was ranked as the most liberal compared to all senators in 2019, that despite many in the media portraying her as a moderate. A major auto manufacturer is announcing a number of recalls, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Imagine trying to predict Donald Trump. You're a Democrat, you're a strategist, and you're going, what are we going to do to get this guy? You've tried everything. You have talked about, you've set him up with this Russian collusion nonsense. You tried to impeach him. You tried to crater the economy. And no matter what you do, this man seems to get you back. You can't make it stick. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I asked this question months ago, maybe even a couple years ago. I said, what do you do if you're a Democrat and you're watching a guy that you called a buffoon, that you said was unhinged, that you said would torpedo the economy, that you said couldn't bring jobs, couldn't do all these other things, and you have done everything. I'm talking about you have, what else could they do to Donald Trump? You've done everything, and nothing works. The guy stays solidly in the high 40s, and I'm talking about fake news polls, and then he gets into the 50s, high 50s if you really take away the nonsense. If you really show the real polling, Donald Trump is in the mid to high 50s, unquestionably. And so what's your next strategy? You're going to run Captain Demento against him, a man who has accomplished absolutely nothing in his miserable life, Joe Biden, who has become as crooked as the people that he used to hang around, which, of course, that's why your mama told you don't be hanging around bad people because you'll turn out like them. And that's what Joe Biden did. He hung around Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and he is now part of the most corrupt administration in the history of this Democratic Republic. That's where he is. And the Democrats have the daunting task of trying to get him elected. Yeah. And some of you were worried about Captain Demento. You're, Kevin, you know, can Biden beat him? I'm just not sure. You know, and all I can say to you is put Joe Biden and Donald Trump on paper and say, here's the one's credentials and here's the other's. And tell me, would you be asking this question in your sane mind? Using the powers that I have imparted upon you by the blessings of God, how would you dare compare Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Just put them on a piece of paper. One's a career politician who's accomplished nothing. Look, go back and look at every piece of legislation Joe Biden said he was a part of, that he sponsored or did, and then you'll find a clip of him going, no, it really wasn't that, or whatever, right? Just go look. Him doing mea culpas on racism, him doing mea culpas on sexism, etc. And here's Donald Trump owning his, as they say, handling his scandal, owning his divorces, owning his bankruptcies, telling you, I'm going to fix all this nonsense because they've been ripping you off. And that's why we put him into office. Well, some of us, not all of us, right? Everybody didn't vote for him is listening to the program. So the Democrats have their hands full. And you're worried because you're going, well, Kev, I don't know, man. I mean, there is that. Well, what? The media? Donald Trump has made the media feckless. They don't have nearly the control they had in the past. 80%+ of people do not believe the media. You don't. You've been trained now. You don't believe it. You don't even believe Fox News. You know what Donald Trump did? Let me just say real quickly. He made you stop thinking about these people as so-called experts, Bret Baier and Chris Wallace and all these guys. And he made you say, I'm going to stop and use my own brain. I'm going to stop and use my own brand of thinking and common sense and my own sensibilities and experiences I have. And I'm going to start thinking about things differently. I'm not going to let people influence the way I think about stuff. That's what Donald Trump did to you. And he's done it to many other people. And he keeps calling them fake news. He's been doing it now going on over 4 years because he started when they started attacking him, when he became the front runner. And it stuck. And there's all kinds of goodies that have come out of this. So this is where we are. Donald Trump essentially walking around bulletproof like Superman. They keep shooting at him and it's bing, 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 and the bullets are bouncing off. And you're still worried. You are. And so what Donald Trump did recently was he says, aside from me fixing this broken economy by Barack Obama, and don't misunderstand me, the debt and all this crap that's come from this Chinese Wu flu, shame on everybody for what's happened here. Shame on him. But you know what? If you want somebody playing the game, I'd rather have him playing the game than George Bush. Pick either of the Bushes. Would you want them in here playing the game for you? I don't even want the great Ronald Reagan stepping in to play the game. Donald Trump knows how to play the game. Now, that being said, I'm not happy with him talking about wearing masks and capitulating. I only can believe he's got some kind of end game going that I don't see. Because right now, I'm not liking this play. But what I do like is what he did just recently, because he ruined the Democrats' chance to steal the election. He just made what may be the most boss moves of his presidency. And folks, when you think about everything that he's had to fight, that's a big statement. This is a guy that came in and said, I'm going to bring manufacturing back, and he did it. This is a man that came in and said, I'm going to make NATO pay its bills, and they're doing it. Poland's doing it. I don't know if you guys saw. He threatened Germany. He says, look, you don't pay your bills, we move our troops out. You can do what you want, but you're going to pay NATO's bills. Well, Poland stepped up and said, we got you, Mr. President. He's the one that said, you know what, trade partners, and he's using his finger quotes, you are not being very much partner-like, so we're going to renegotiate all our trade deals, and now America's going to start winning in trade. You haven't heard the Democrats talking much about trade, have you? You know who's being impacted and hurt the most in trade? China. You think South Korea is suffering in trade with the U.S. right now, Japan? Mexico, Canada, the EU, they are all getting back to normal. They're all going to live up to what the new trade agreements are, but you're not going to hear Democrats talk about it. I don't have any numbers, but I'm going to bet you that the silence in trade has to do with the fact that the U.S. is winning. Democrats have if they had it bad, now that the Russian collusion farce is over, now that the impeachment didn't work, now that the economy's coming back, what, 1-point-something million jobs again? Another great report? What do you think's going to happen when John Durham starts dropping his bombs on them? And while all that's going on and Donald Trump has pushed back against the tide, he is effectively a running back that is carrying the entire defensive line, and he is just running down the center of the playing field like there's nobody on him. And the Democrats don't know what to do. I'm telling you, he just cut these leftist slime balls off at the knees. Remember when Donald Trump came in, he says, I'm going to get rid of Obamacare.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's crying on the left. They're crying. Pre-existing conditions. He doesn't want to do pre-existing conditions. He's a terrible person. He wants people to die. And all this. And Donald Trump just listened to the... He says, no, we're going to protect pre-existing conditions. Even when he said it with his own lips, they still said he's not going to do it. You better watch him. He's a liar. Now, keep in mind, Barack Obama's insurance protected pre-existing conditions, but here's the deal. You couldn't use it because the majority of us, your pre-existing condition might be seborrhea or psoriasis. It wasn't cancer or, you know, emphysema or whatever. So you really didn't get to take advantage of it. But here's the deal. Your insurance was so high, your co-pays were so high, it didn't matter. It could have covered you for limb replacements, and you still couldn't afford it. When it's $30,000 just to get into the game, the majority of people couldn't even get in the game. So, yeah, cover pre-existing conditions. Anyway, Donald Trump said, it's like, I don't know what these guys did, but it's beautiful to watch. He essentially said, take everything that the Democrats claim that they hold near and dear and haven't done anything about, and we're going to do something about it. So he guts Obamacare. He tells them we are going to handle pre-existing conditions, and they didn't listen. They were like, oh, he's not going to. So he passes an executive order that says, insurance companies, you will cover pre-existing conditions. Boom. End of story. Republicans, oh, here's it. Well, the Republicans haven't come up with an alternative for Obamacare. Okay, no problem. Let me just take the Republicans out because they're playing politics. I'm going to issue an EO. Now, whether or not it's legal or not, I want you to understand the brilliance of this. If it is not illegal, I mean, if it's not, well, easy. He's already saying you got to cover pre-existing conditions. They got to redo the models, but they've done it. The insurance companies knows what it's going to cost them. But if it is illegal, how are you going to sue him? I want to know. Please sue Donald Trump for covering pre-existing conditions, Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, talking about Donald Trump grabbing the left by the throat, by the windpipe, and with the grip of an eagle, squeezing their necks until they have no air, mask or no mask. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, my gosh. By the way, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Download it. Send it to a friend. Tell people about us because we break it down for you, and I'm about to break it down for you. Oh, it is amazing. Donald Trump just put the death nail in the Democratic Party. It was like his strategist said, look, we're gonna fight this Russian collusion BS. We're going to prove them liars there. Then we're going to win in with against this impeachment nonsense. Then we're going to bring back the economy that I've already built. We're going to let people know you're safe. Build it back again. We're going to bring back jobs. We're going to thwart this nonsense of I'm a racist, because Biden's certainly helping with that, isn't he? He's doing his part. We're going to show that Biden is demented, as is the Democrats themselves. Then we're going to circle back on this Russian collusion thing, because John Durham's going to come in and put the hammer of Thor on the Democrats. And while all that's going on, I'm going to still make NATO pay its bills. We're going to still work on trade agreements. We're still going to make China pay. Mexico's wall, the wall will be built, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And, oh, I'm going to take this list of Democrats' dreams, moist dreams. I cleaned it up a little bit for you. And we're going to address all these things that they aren't addressing, that they've talked about addressing. So the first point of business is to make them lying skanks. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make an executive order that says you will cover pre-existing conditions, therefore negating Obamacare. Now, what if the Democrats, the Republicans haven't offered any alternative? What are they going to do? Well, we're going to take the existing health care system. We're going to fix that, which you tried to break with WuFlu, by the way, Democrats. But we're going to fix it by covering pre-existing conditions. Boom. You got the WuFlu? Come on in. We got you. We got your back. Ooh, but it gets worse. Yeah, he didn't stop there. He barbecued all of the leftist sacred cows, folks. Payroll tax. He extended the cut to payroll taxes through the end of the year. Do you understand what that means? That is extra money in your paycheck through the election. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like on this, the high glory. For you youngsters, these youngsters in here, they don't know what I'm talking about. Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son, where something would go good, she would, all glory. Well, you can all glory. Okay? All of you. Donald Trump has said to small business employers, don't worry about matching funds. To the employees, don't worry about your payroll taxes. That's your rebate through the end of the year. Retroactive from July. So half of the year of your payroll taxes, you don't have to pay. Yeah. Woo! I want you to think about that for just a bit. That impacts everybody with a job. Everybody that is out there just getting back, you know, and they go, oh, I was making X amount, you know, they got it down, $13.23 an hour. Well, guess what? You just got a 7.5% raise, because you're going to get your Social Security. You're getting your payroll tax, not your Social Security, but you're going to get your payroll taxes. So retroactively, you're going to get a nice little bump. And what Donald Trump has essentially said is, I'm going to carry you through the end of the year, because that's when I'm going to have everything ready to go. We will be back in business. The Democrats will be toast. I will have 4 years of uninterrupted nonsense, because they will be over. But he didn't stop there. It wasn't just payroll taxes, which is going to help small businesses and help you and me, the little guy. And by the way, think about what that money does for major corporations. Getting that money back, not having to pay that. I don't know whether they're going to put mandates in where they got to use it, but that is a huge reprieve. It's called SG&A for the accounting people out there. You know this. SG&A. So when a person hires you and they say, I'm going to pay you $10 an hour, they know in their heart they're paying you $12 an hour, because they got to add in all this SG&A. Well, now that money goes back to the company and back to the employee. And now everybody's got a little bit of a bonus. What Trump did was here's the beauty of this executive order that says, I'm going to extend these payroll taxes. I think I gave it away with the Obama thing. But how do the Democrats fight this? He's overstepping his bounds, man. Oh, okay. So you don't want me to give this money back to the people who need it. You don't want that. See, what he did is he went around all of them. He says, you know what? I don't need you to go in and put your pork inside of all these trillions of dollars of things. And he's not technically giving any money. He's not stepping on Congress's toes. He's just saying, hey, look, I'm going to do a temporary hold on payroll taxes. And that means money goes back to the peeps. Now, if he said, I want to raise taxes, you can't raise taxes, but I can certainly give you your money back.
through executive order. But how are you going to fight it? How are you going to fight it? Oh, I know. There are going to be people out there arguing, well, Kevin, what if the next president does it? Look, I get it. You open up a can of worms, right? Every time somebody steps in and does something, we got to go to court and figure things out. But hey, here's one for us, right? Here's one for us. So he protects people that have their jobs. But then what did this clown, what did this absolute lunatic, this unhinged president go and do next? He protected those that didn't have jobs. Uh-oh, Democrats, what are you going to do there? Somebody, oh, glory, help me, okay? Because I feel like I'm about to preach. Get my robe and my handkerchief just in case, okay? Just please, just have it ready. And get the choir. Warm up the choir. Because it's about to get preachy up in here. Man, what did he do next? He extended enhanced unemployment business benefits, rather, until the end of the year. Until the end of the year. Oh, man, that Baptist preacher's coming out of me. So not only does Trump protect employees and businesses, he says, hey, for those of you who aren't working, we're going to give you a reprieve, too. You're going to have a good Christmas. You want to know why? Because those leftist clowns left you out in the cold. They planned this plandemic, and I'll be doggone if you're going to suffer from it. So you know what? We'll extend your benefits. I know, taxpayers, we're paying out the wazoo. I know. I know. But how are you going to stop them unless you play that game a little bit so you get your power back, and then you start implementing the things that says, now we're going to get this structure back in place. We're going to put the genie back in the bottle. I know. It's a fat genie. A genie's been out partying. Cool Hand Luke. Yeah. Trump, man. Nobody. What else did he do? What else did he do? And I still want to know if there's a Democrat listening to the program, 844-551-8255. Explain to me how you fight this. Because what else did this man do? This unhinged guy that might put his finger on the button and go to war with Russia? What did he do? He put a moratorium on evictions. Now, I don't know if you're a person that rents out your place, because this could go bad. I don't know where the money comes from, but he put a moratorium on evictions. He says nobody can be evicted. Like I said, it was a Democrat's wish list. How they were going to fund all this stuff. And Trump said, I'm just going to take it all off your plate, all your little special interests that you think is going to get you more votes, and I'm going to take care of it. Yeah. Can't be evicted. So not only are you going to draw your unemployment through the end of the year, you can't be evicted. If you got a job, you're going to get a little extra change. You got a business, you're going to keep a little extra money. But he didn't stop there. That crazy, lunatic, unhinged guy that might push the button also protected students. And he says, you know what? You're not going to have any student loan debt accrued during this time. And we're going to not make you pay anything through the end of the year. Yet. So, 2020 is a do-over. That's essentially what it is. Donald Trump says, let's just make it a do-over. Wow. It's been a very good year, to quote Frank Sinatra. This is the death knell of the Democrats. Donald Trump took everything they wanted to put into play, and he took it off the plate. And the Democrats have nowhere to go except, here it comes, people, to cheat. Because they got trumped bigly. Bigly! Now, would you want to cheat a man that just did all this for you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.